Blog Talk Radio. drama. Godzilla to the eyes of Oddfella. I'm the new breed in this league, I'm Carmella. And I mean that in more than one way, I'm Carmel and Yella. But that ain't what I'm here to promote, no. I see you sinking, skipper. So I went and bought you a boat, and I call it the Titanic. And Christ is the captain of the ship, so don't panic. Cause we ain't drowning, I don't care what it looks like. We ain't drowning in my life. Like I done met Katrina, sisters, they bought racket. Like Venus and Serena, sister. But since I'm a boxer, I just roll with the punches. And I don't do a lot of ducking, I stand, man. And if I get knocked down, I stand again. Once I get back up, now put that in your brain like a backup. But when you think you can't get back up, New Orleans, get back up.
Yes, yes, indeed. It is Indie Review for another edition on a lovely, 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 lovely day. Hopefully yeah. It is in your part of the world as well. Myself, C-Troop and Rachel are here with you once again.
Yep. What's going on? Every week. This is where we come. This is where we be.
Absolutely.
Thank you guys so much for joining us today. It is beautiful here in Atlanta, and I understand it's not as hot in New York, so that's a good thing. Right? See, you're not going to melt today, right?
Yeah, it was like extremely baker cake weather, and I don't mean on the inside in your oven, like outside.
Right. Like put an egg, like yeah. Fry an egg on the ground, hot.
Right. Even though technically it wasn't that hot enough to do that, but still, it just felt that way, and it was just really, really overwhelming at times, especially
wow.
if, you know, you didn't have any particular way to get away from that. So. But things cooled down, you know, the rain came in, so that cooled things off considerably. So,
of course. Well, before we get into the show, you know, we have to do what we do with the housekeeping.
Oh, yeah. So it's time for the universal greeting to every one of you and yours out there, man, woman, child, and otherwise, who are checking us out right now, no matter how you are doing that. I say good morning, good afternoon, good night, buenas noches, buenos días, konnichiwa, sakpase, salam, namaste. Assalamu alaikum, alafia parev, good day, ne homa, bonjour, bonsoir, sowate, anyo latseo, bonsoir, bon dia, what up though, alito, akashke, what the business is, where you at, Neff? That's what it is.
You know, let me just give a big shout out to Lady Ginger, who is actually already in the chat room.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying.
She's on lock and load.
Already. She's already there waiting for you to come in so she can hit you over the head with something.
Already. Well,
she
yeah,
is
yeah,
a first intellectual to join us today. Well, which makes sense since she did coin the phrase intellectual.
Yes,
that's
yes,
fine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, yes, we have a great show lineup for you guys today. And as usual, at any time during the show, if you want to give us a call us up at 646-478-5123. As I mentioned, the chat room is now open. And I also wanted to give you our intellectual hotline so that you could call in at any time, whether we're on the air or not. That number is 646-389-0088. Again, 646-389-0088. Don't forget to check out the blog, indiereviewforyou.blogspot.com. And as always, continue sending us that fantastic music from your friends and foes and even yourself if you talk like that. And that's indiereviewcd@gmail.com. So you
right,
guys have all the time.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, we have an Indie Review Twitter now.
We do.
Yes, it's been set up for like a little over a week, a little less than a week actually, but it's been up for quite a number of days now. It's called Indie Review. That's REVUE. You know, like review when you would go to a show or something like on Broadway. And you know, we'll be on Broadway one day. Indie Review, we'll get there as well. We'll be on Broadway.
Yes, and I will be. C is tweeting from there today, and I will be retweeting. So we got y'all covered.
Exactly.
Definitely. Yes. So, C, anything exciting this weekend? The weather's a little cooler. You can go out and do what you do. Anything lined up?
Yes. Well, there's a big Ghostface concert in the park in Brooklyn today. Mm-hmm. Oh, tonight, I should say. Out in Prospect Park. And I'm not sure who he's going to bring out, but it's likely to be a lot of surprise guests and a lot of really, really great things. So I'm looking forward to that. So we'll see. I'm just wondering if it's going to be as great as a Big Daddy Kane show that took place in the same situation and setting. I believe it was either last year or the year before, but that was like real, real crazy. That was like a straight up full fledged concert, like out in the park. So like,
who's greater than Big Daddy Kane? Like, that's a tough one. Who's greater than Big Daddy Kane?
Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see. But that's going down. A lot of different festivals and things like that happening all over the city, throughout different places in the country today. So I'm going to try and get a hold of all of that information and try and give the audience some of that today. But there's a lot going on. This is the season, of course, for all of those outdoor concerts, free events going on in the parks. And, you know, so this is a great time of the year to take advantage of all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Indeed it is. Indeed it is. And there's no shortage of it. I went to go see Mint Condition last weekend.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my goodness. Well, this was off the chain.
I could imagine.
Yeah, it was great. They were playing here at, I forgot the name of the venue, that upstate or something downtown. I'm new. I'm figuring out the venues, but it was a great show. And what is it?
Center Stage.
And I found it interesting that they didn't have anyone opening up for them. They didn't need it.
No, they don't.
And they performed from the beginning to the end. You know, it was a great show. And they're promoting their new album that's coming out in September, so... that should be nice because they had some of the new stuff they played was really hot. So I'm looking forward to hearing that.
Absolutely. And they always are quality. Like, I have not heard anything from them or got any reports or seen any particular performances from them that's not good. So they're a quality group.
Yes, indeed.
Definitely.
We know all about that, right? We know all about quality because that's what we play on our show.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, definitely, absolutely. So we're going to get on with some music right now. I'm going to talk to you about some more things as well a little bit later on in the program. Of course, we got a great guest joining us today, so stay tuned for all of that. The number, once again, is 646-478-5123. Email us, indiereviewcd@gmail.com. Get at us at Twitter. It's indiereview, REVUE. And we'll be back with some more. This one is for our intellectual coin phraser. It's indiereview.
My name is Hello. baby boy, I think you ought to know that I just got out of a really messed up relationship. Talking about the crazy emotional abuse tip. I don't think I'm ready to get into something steady, but I'm also not the type to hit and quit after one night. So baby, you should just leave me alone. Just keep walking and stop talking and just let this thing go. Yes, it really was a pleasure to meet ya, and I wish I could continue to see ya, but that's not fair to you or me, cause you seem nice, but that's not right, we'll end up with hurt feelings. And after telling you this, you should walk away, but instead, you smile and again you say, hello.
On a level past cocky chumps, kinda crazy you're giving your life story to a random Pacific cat that you just met at the store. B, look, different fishes floating in the sea. You think you caught a cool cat, that's me. But my shyness comes out because your flyness is blinding. Perfect timing for me to wanna cook. Yo, all I got 87 digits in the dream of you paying me a visit.
Hello, my name is right there, Lily K, featuring DTW, right here on Indie Review. The number one thing is 646-478-5123. Yes, indeed, we do love that. That was a remix, actually, so I got to find out from her. Yeah, I have to find out from her what the actual original song is, because I've never heard the original. I've only heard the remix, so.
It's a great song.
We've already played the remix, yes, so, but we'll have to see what goes on with that, but, I think it's time for our extremely high-profile, very well-accomplished and well-established guest program today.
Yes. Are you there, Jeff?
Hello.
Is our Grammy-winning, well-established, seasoned guest on the phone?
So they say. This is Gordon Chambers. Who the cat fits, let them wear it, as Bob Marley said. I guess.
Thank you so much for being on the show. We have something very special for you.
Thank you.
You ready?
Yeah.
Woo, that's our in-studio audience.
Okay, that sounds like the beginning of the hand claps and Cheryl Lynn's encore. That's how that record used to start.
Oh, wait, really?
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for taking time out to join us today. We're really excited to have you on the show.
My pleasure.
Mr. Chambers, I mean, there's not too many people that don't know who you are, but for those that may have just crawled out from under a rock or have been living in the cave, would you mind giving us a little bit of who Gordon Chambers is?
Well, my name is GordonChambers.com, quote unquote. And, you know, you guys can find me on Twitter and Facebook as Gordon Chambers, and I'm a singer, songwriter, producer, child of God, 3 solo albums out, introducing Gordon Chambers, Love Stories, and Sincere, and those 3 albums have collaborations with a lot of other independent artists like Sarah Divine and Candace Coles and major label artists like Lettuce E and Carl Thomas and Glenn Lewis, Mike Phillips. And then I've written for about 70 recording artists, and some of those hit songs have included Anita Baker's I Apologize, Brownstone's If You Love Me, Say It, Tamia Gladys Knight, Brandy's and Chaka Khan's Missing You, No More Rain for Angie Stone, as well as Just Came Here to Chill for the Isley Brothers, and Someone Watching Over Me for Yolanda Adams. And I've written a lot of songs for, you know, Aretha Franklin, Patti LaBelle, Whitney Houston, and many others. So, you know, please,
awesome.
I encourage people to go to the website and they can get the full discography.
Yeah.
And they can support all 3 of the solo albums right there at the website as well.
Well, we will certainly continue to support you here on Indie Review Radio. What are some of the, you know, when you look at, you know, when you read over your information, when people do find you and they look at all the things that you've done, what are some of the things that you attribute to that success? Would you say it would be about relationship building? Is it faith? Was it, you know, just how did you connect, A, to your gift, and
yeah,
B, to the people?
It's definitely faith. It's definitely, you know, relationship building for sure. But, you know, even beyond relationship building, relationship maintaining. And
yeah.
And just being in tune with what I think, you know, God wanted me to do with my life. You know, and I've done many different things, you know, in my career, not just singing, songwriter. I'm also the former entertainment editor of Essence. So I've done, you know, many things. But whenever I felt like it was time to do something, I felt that I could feel a spiritual calling to do it, and I was not afraid to do the hard work, to put the hard work into it, and because I feel like the higher being doesn't put those desires in you for you to fail. And sometimes,
right.
You know, the fear of, sometimes we want to do something different or new and exciting in our lives, but we're afraid we're going to do it badly, so we just don't dive in the water at all. But, you know, if you're just afraid to dive in, sometimes you learn to swim on the job, and people come along that will, you know, pass you that life preserver. But
yeah.
I mean, I along the years, there have been many amazing artists, many mentors, you know, people who's met me at a young age and, you know, took a great interest in me, people like the producer Barry Eastman that I've written tons of songs with, and the artist Phyllis Hyman was an early mentor of mine. Queen Latifah was one of the first artists I ever had an album cut on. And Whitney Houston, you know, who was one of the artists that I met in the 90s but didn't get a chance to work with her and write and produce for her until the year 2000s. But she was the one who actually, you know, in recording sessions, she heard me singing a lot. And she said, you know, I think it's time I think you want to do what I do. I think it's time for you to pursue that if that's what you want to do. So just, I think, you know, keeping my heart and my spirit open and to whatever was next for me, and then people would pop up and affirm that. And, you know, being grounded, you know, having a good family and friendship circle, you know, has been very, you know, instrumental, I think, in my success, because it never let me take myself too seriously. You know, even when things were riding high, you know, my father would be like, put out the garbage, you know what I mean? And, you know, and in the in-between times, because, you know, sometimes what looks glamorous on paper when you connect the dots, you know, sometimes in between projects, those times are leaner than people may think. But even at those times, those are friends and family who lift me up and make me feel great about who I am as a person, so I don't have to ever fall to any addictions or any, you know, any things that be detrimental to my mind, body, and soul. And, you know, people
right.
would sustain me and affirm me as a human being so that I could just prepare myself for the next, you know, the next great things that were bound to happen.
And where are you from, Gordon?
I was born in the Bronx, raised in Teaneck, New Jersey, but I think of my home as Brooklyn, because that's where I've been living since 1995, and that's the home that I sort of chose for myself. But my parents are from Jamaica, West Indies. So growing up, we went to Jamaica every year and, you know, kept very close relationships with my aunts and uncles and grandparents. So that's a very big part of my halter, my heritage, my hustle, my grind,
right,
my life story,
right.
my culture. That's a very,
right.
very big part of who I am.
And you've been doing this for quite some time. What are some of the changes that you can see, you know, in the way that you've had to maybe change how you work or how you connect with people
right.
because of the changes that have happened in the business? And this is
well,
for,
been,
you
know
we have people
been,
that are listening that may want to do the very same thing.
Right. I mean, there's been many changes. I mean, for instance, I mean, even just like what, you know, living in New York City, you know, the demographics of New York City is not a place where a lot of, you know, artists, you know, young artists starting out their career are having a hard time living here. So many people, talented people who've come here, you know, have come and lived here and moved. Or, you know, as they started getting into raising children, they had to move, you know, out of New York City. So, you know, when I first started out my career in the early 90s, that was the main, I almost one could say the last great R&B, you know, decade was the 90s, you know, for pure R&B, and so many of those producers and record companies were in New York, and it was like the place to be. So, you know, I kind of took advantage of that and got my discography jumping. But as the years 2000 started happening, I noticed a lot of, you know, those artists and a lot of those record companies and record labels were, you know, moving to Atlanta, moving to LA. So I found myself having to travel more and more and more. to do projects. But I also noticed that at that point, because I had been living in New York for so long, I started to develop a real, you know, strong fan base of just, you know, not just music executives, but just music consumers who lived here. So I first did the first little couple of shows, you know, even before I thought about making a record, I booked a couple of shows just to say, oh, let's just have fun and have a show. And initially, immediately, those shows were sold out. And I was like, wow, maybe there really is an audience for me as a performer. Maybe people along the way that I've met, you know, and know what who I am and what I do are willing to support me and sustain me in that regard. So that was when I, around the early 2000s, when I started figuring out, let me develop not just a music executive Rolodex, but a music lover fan base and a consumer fan base. And so, that, you know, for the last 7-8 years, I've been based here in New York, but, you know, performing all over the country and some international dates as well. So, you know, it's just kind of like watching the trends, watching the geography, watching to see what's happening and knowing when to make moves and how to think ahead.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting because you were doing this long before the surge of independence came along.
Sure.
You know. So now that it's, you know, now that we're in the thick of it, what are some of the things you see on the cutting edge of that? What are some of the things you see next for the world of independent
music? Yeah, because
music?
I was not in that first wave. I mean, I was hearing about, you know, people like Erykah Badu and, I mean, you know, not Erykah, but I mean, a lot of the singers out of Erykah's camp, like Ndombe, who had done solo projects. I started hearing about a lot of those, you know, artists, but I was not really in that first wave of the independence, you know. I got to learn that culture, but I had been hearing that people like Kim, who had gotten signed, you know, to Motown, had moved 13,000 units prior to getting signed. I had heard that Norah Jones was selling an independent record. I remember John Stevens, who is now, of course, John Legend, you know, doing shows at SOBs and selling his CDs out of his, you know. I started to notice, I said, wow, people are putting out their own CDs. And so, like, it was kind of like, you know, I wasn't in that first wave, but one day I woke up and I said, Gordon, you know, you have the resources, you have producers, you have a fan base, you have, you know, photographers, you have art directors, you have stylists. These people are your friends, and these people who are people that you supported for so many years and things that they wanted to do. You know, one day I just woke up and I said, you know, hey, guys, can you help me? And everybody resoundingly said yes, because I realized it was like almost like payback, quote unquote, like, you know, not payback, but, you know, many people who I had helped were happy to help me to do something for my own. All I just had to do was just get humble and ask. So, and that's when I joined the independent movement. And people like Ledisi and Eric became, you know, friends, and, you know, they were fans of mine as a songwriter. And, you know, as I became an independent artist, they became good friends. And when I needed to learn things about the independent culture, they reached out. They made themselves very available, you know, both, you know, for information and for inspiration. And people like George Little John and Russell Johnson of Purpose Records and Kevin Harewood, you know, of Eclectic Entertainment. These were three, you know, guys who came and I met with very early and have, you know, helped me market and helped me get my retail going. And we've worked together, you know, in different hats and different ways, you know, since the very beginning of my independent solo career. And they've been very, very, very much in my corner in every way, from booking shows to booking international dates to helping with retail to helping me get a distribution deal with E1, just however I've needed them. And I've met some wonderful friends. I mean, there's so much great, amazing talent in the independent pool of artists. I mean, some of these people are just so underrated, so amazing, and such nice people. I mean, people like Anthony David and people like Angela Johnson and Eric, you know, these are just some of the nicest, warmest people that you'd ever want to meet. Very real, very unpretentious. You know, people who just love music and work hard. And you know, some of them have kids, some of them don't. But they just put their heart and souls into everything they do. Cy Smith is an angel. You know, she lives on the West Coast. I don't get to see her as much. But we met fairly recently. We were both on the Capitol Jazz Cruise performing 2 years ago. And just, it was like an instant brother-sister love affair. And we became very good friends. We always hang out whenever we're in each other's cities. And when I was shooting my very first video, I had a vision that she seemed like the leading lady. I saw a visual picture of her as the leading lady. And I called her. I said, Sai, are you on the East Coast anytime soon? Where are you? I don't know what's going on with you, but she tours a lot. And she said, you know, because I said, I have a vision of you to be my leading lady in the video. She said, Gordon, put me on a plane. Just put me on a plane, house me, feed me, I'll do it. And just the love that just came, you know, that the artists give each other is just beautiful. You know, it's a very supportive community.
Well, speaking of your team, Gordon, because we all need one, at what point did you know that you had to put yours together, like the real team?
Say it again, Dylan.
What time? When did you have to put your team to like to step your game up in the indie world?
Yeah.
You know, what was it putting that team together? Like, what are some of the factors that you?
Well,
have
you know,
to...
I was lucky and blessed because a lot of people contacted me. A lot of people heard that I was going independent, and people, quite a few people found me, reached out to me, and you know, friends introduced me to other friends, and it kind of happened organically. You know, I think that people wanted to become. You know, people were fascinated and were impressed with my songwriting resume, and so there was a buzz and an excitement that somebody with this kind of credibility in the mainstream R&B culture was going independent, and what that could not only just mean for me and for the music I would make, but what that would do for the culture of the independent soul culture in general. It kind of like brought some credibility. So I was very lucky that a lot of really you know people who had entree and had information in the independent community came to me. I was very blessed.
Wow. A lot of people are still trying to put that together. We often talk about, you know, when people still have cousins and aunties and uncles managing their careers.
Right.
And at what point is it just to, you know, let that go and evolve to the next level?
Right. I mean,
you know,
if family is great. I mean, people, you know, if you have a rock solid family that really loves you, then that's wonderful. But you know, you don't want cousin Pookie, you know, handling your business if he's not appropriate for, you know, for business. So you know, it's just like, you know, you have to realize that, you know, the people that you surround yourself and that you have part of your team or your entourage, they speak for your brand. So you want to choose discerningly who from your personal life should you know. Also have a role in your business life.
Absolutely. We are talking to Mr. Gordon Chambers here on Indie Review. Call us up, 646-478-5123. Email us, indiereviewcd@gmail.com. Of course, you can hit us up at Twitter as well. It's Indie Review. That's REVUE. Now, Mr. Chambers, you've had the opportunity, you know, throughout the years to also work with a lot of new talent that's coming up that people may not know of or be aware of, like Sarah Divine, whom I had the opportunity to actually hear her music and talk to her and interview her with another show that I do.
Oh, good.
Some years back. She's incredible. I don't think people absolutely know just how
that
great.
That woman is one of the most amazing singers I have ever been in the presence of in my lifetime.
Absolutely.
I mean, she is phenomenal, and I've produced some of the finest singers in the world, but I'm telling you, having worked with Sarah in the studio extensively, you know, not just on my projects, but, you know, a lot of the demos that I've done over the years, like, you know, she sang demos for a lot of the records that I've placed as a songwriter. I mean, she gets behind a microphone and sings, and it's just nothing but love, beauty, and truth. Like, she's amazing. So it's been a joy and a pleasure to use my platform as an independent artist to bring you know, to shed light on people's talent, like Sarah Divine, like my producer, Darren Dorsey, who did 4 cuts on this album, and vocal producer, you know, about 3 or 4 others. Amazing producer, very young man, just graduated from Berkeley, lives on the West Coast now and is doing, you know, a bunch of production and touring out there. But just dope, you know, so many dope artists. And it's come full circle for me because, you know, it's a lot of these talents. You know, it's kind of like when I was young, you know, not to say that I'm not still young, but, you know, when I was first coming up, you know, people like Phyllis Hyman and Barry Eastman, and, you know, they saw that little light in mine, and they helped me to let it shine. So I'm glad that things have come somewhat full circle or half circle, and I'm not able to do, you know, that for other people as well. So, you know, I would, so, yeah.
Are there any other artists that you're working with currently?
Well, right now I'm like in tour mode. It's like summertime, so really, like, you know, right now the focus is on, you know, the live shows that are coming up because I have a bunch of shows coming up in the area. So right now I'm not really so much in the studio. That's more of like a fall, autumnal kind of a thing. So right now I'm just in promo, grinding, road mode.
Right. Oh, what are some of the things you've seen recently, any recent happenings or stuff like that in regards to, like, live shows and live events, either with the audience or just the way that business has been going on?
Well, that's a great question because I remember when I first put out First Solo Album #1, I noticed that not a lot of people were, you know, buying music on the internet at all. You know, it's kind of like you had to sell your. But now I'm noticing that I'll go to my shows and people say, "Oh, we have your album already." And I say, "Oh, where did you buy it? Oh, on iTunes." Like that has like the, you know, that this audience has really come a long way in terms of actually, you know, buying, supporting music on the internet and using the internet to find music, because that was not so in the beginning at all. So I think this audience has become much more in tune with that. You know, and we need them to keep buying it, though, not just like using the internet to check it out. But, you know, if you like it, you know, if you put a ring on it.
What are some of the things, Gordon, that you would suggest artists do to make sure that people continue to buy their records?
People just have to remind people that their music is commercially available. Like, I sell my CDs at everywhere I go.
Right.
Like, every time I sing, I have my CDs for sale. And, you know, sometimes we sell a lot of CDs, sometimes we don't. But, you know, I always make sure that I'm constantly reminding people that I have CDs for sale.
Right.
That, you know, I am an artist that, and this is my livelihood. So I'm constantly reminding people that this is what I do, and, you know, and my CDs are good. And you should want to buy them.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's all about the brands, good music.
Exactly. Like, I am the store. You know what I mean? The stores have come out of the community. I mean, it's so hard to find any record stores these days. So you kind of almost have to be a walking store.
Yeah. Yeah. And do you see, other than yourself, does anyone come to mind that is doing a great, great job of that?
Well, you know, I mean, Eric, you know, I continue to be amazed by Eric Robeson. I mean, just to see, you know, what he has built, you know, completely independently, you know, to see him have really crossed into, you know, into the major label, I would say consciousness, you know, black independent, I mean, the black adult audience consciousness, you know, to see him crossed over into that and having done it completely on his own terms, it's just phenomenal. It's phenomenally inspiring. I'm happy for him. And he's just a beautiful person who's always helpful, always kind to so many people. You know, of course, Letticy's success is just, you know, that's just, you know, I mean, because I remember when Letticy was, you know, really, like, stressed and depressed and really thinking about not doing music anymore. I mean, that period that she talks about in her life, that's when we met. Like, when she has appeared in her shows when she talks about, like, that sort of in-between period of not really know. That's when we actually met and became, you know, got to know each other personally. And just, you know, to see how God has blessed her and the message that she gives, you know, as she, not just because she's just a phenomenal singer, but when she's live in concert, I mean, she tells, you know, inspiring stories. I mean, she's almost like a gospel singer.
Her show is very dynamic, very dynamic.
Right. But not just because of the talent, but because it's a blessing.
Right.
Like, she blesses people. So, yeah, I mean, those two are my, you know, are my hero and shero. But I'm just happy to see, you know, a lot of these artists. I mean, the other day I was watching VH1 Soul, because I don't have that channel on Time Warner Cable, but I went to a friend's house and watched it. And I saw so many videos of friends I know. I said, wow, go ahead on, y'all, getting your videos and doing your thing. And it just made me feel really connected and proud.
Yeah, yeah. So,
you know,
In working with Yolanda Adams, because she's one of the people that you've written for, has that ever swayed you to move more toward a gospel arena, or is it just you take it as it comes?
No, you know, on every album I do have, you know, a couple of gospel songs on every album, and I perform in a lot of churches. So a lot of times on Sundays I go to churches, you know, and some are small and some are big. I've done mega churches and I've done, you know, very intimate churches. But I do go and I sing those gospel songs and I, you know, have my CDs for sale after services. And people buy them, the ministers buy them and love them, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, because the ministers, you know, love when I come because, you know, it shows, it sends a message to those congregations that you can be, you know, you can still have had a taste of mainstream success and still be a man of God and still love the Lord and spread, you know, spread love and, you know, spread spirituality in through R&B music. So I would say that I am somewhat part of the gospel community in a way, in my own way. But I think when I say gospel, I am a gospel singer because gospel means truth. And if you listen to my music, you know, what I'm singing about God or not, God is all in through my lyrics, because the lyrics I sing about joy, I sing about pain, I sing about feelings and emotions and the spiritual journey of living your life, you know. And it's very much the gospel because it's the truth. You know, I'm not singing about sex. I'm not singing about bling. I'm singing about, you know, as Frankie Beverly and them saying, joy, pain, sunshine, and rain. You know, somebody asked me, you know, Sincere, what was Sincere about? I said, you know, the songs on my new album, Sincere, will help you deal, feel, heal, and get real. You know, so that's who I am, and that's what I do. And my live shows are very inspiring, and you know, I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. I really do.
Let's talk about Sincere. Your album is coming.
No, the album is out.
Oh, it's already out?
Yeah.
Wait a second. T-Truth gave me some wrong information.
No, this album is out.
And how is it doing?
It's doing great.
This didn't come from me. It came from, you know,
Cash in the
Party. So, you know, it'll be so quick to point the finger.
So what was your inspiration for Sincere?
The inspiration was just, you know, wanting, like, this album was made with a lot of new producers who were former band members of mine who kept bringing me tracks, and the tracks were incredible. Like, the tracks were so dope. And they had, like, a kind of a new twist, a new sound. And, you know, it was kind of like me wanting to collaborate with them, but then also, you know, getting on the piano and doing what I do best, you know, which is just being that sort of, you know, crooner piano man. It was like a combination of something, quote-unquote, not old, but something that I can do in my sleep, you know, that I've been doing all my life, which is being a piano-based kind of crooner, and then also working with some young producers that had some sexy new beats and concepts for me. So kind of like meeting in the middle, but lyrically, all the songs are really heartfelt, really, really, like, I go in, you know. And then there's also two, you know, remakes on the album, because I remade Missing You, which is the song I wrote from Set It Off, and did that acoustically and unplugged, and did that as a tribute. At the time when I did it, you know, did the album credits, I dedicated it to Gerald Levert and to Phyllis. But, of course, now when I sing it live, it indubitably gets dedicated to Whitney, because, you know, she was such a friend and a supporter. So now when I sing it live, I dedicate it to her as well. And then I also redid A Song for You by Donny Hathaway, and I just did that on the album as a tribute to Donny Hathaway. I was kind of just trying to send a message to people like, look, y'all, these are the people that inspired me. These are the real pioneers and keepers of the flame of real soul and real R&B, and I am of that tradition, and I uphold that tradition, and I honor that tradition in everything that I do.
Wow. So what's next, Gordon? I mean, I know that you have, there's so many facets to you.
Yes. In the fall, August and September, I'll have some television. I can't really talk about it, but I do have some television appearances that'll be coming up, so people will start to see more of the brand of me and see me more on national television shows, so they can kind of get to know me more as a personality, put a name and a personality with a face. So that's kind of some of the things that are in the works that are exciting for the fall. But in the summertime, I have a lot of tour dates, which are, you know, also on GordonChambers.com. So those who are in the New York and Tri-State area, I would love for y'all to come out next week, Saturday, on the 30th at Drome, which is at 85 Avenue A, between 5th and 6th Streets in the Lower East Side, in the East Village, because that's when I'm doing my first show of the season with my six-piece band. And also, those who are in New Jersey, on June 29th, which is this Friday night, I'll be doing another show, myself and Angela Johnson, which is in Roselle, New Jersey, and it's a free outdoor concert. So one is in a nightclub on the 30th, and then one is an outdoor show in Roselle, New Jersey on the 29th, and New York City on the 30th. So, like I said, the dates and information is all on GordonChambers.com. And I hope some folks will hear this and will come on out.
Yes, yes, and we'll definitely continue to support you on the blog.
Thank you.
GordonChambers.com, is that where we can find everything,
yes,
or do you want to share your Twitter page or your Facebook?
Yes, all Gordon Chambers, and it's GordonChambers. So that's my Twitter, that's my Facebook, and that's my .com.
Awesome,
yep.
Awesome. Perfecto. Well, we want to thank you for joining us today. We won't
thank
take
you
up
for having
all
me.
Of your time.
Thank you.
We won't take up all your time, but we are going to, you know, after we're done here with you, we're going to jump into one of your songs, I Can't Love You,
okay.
If You Don't Love You.
Ooh,
so
come
awesome.
On in.
Yeah,
Thank you.
So no problem, no problem. Call us anytime. We will continue to support you. We'll put your stuff up on the blog, and let us know what you're doing.
I will.
Let us know what you're doing.
You got me.
All right, see? Anything,
take care.
Because, you know, he always has to have last word.
Okay.
See you there?
I'm here, yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm just trying to get some things situated behind the scenes as people feel. I'm kind of honest, so I was just trying to work some things out. But definitely thank you once again to Gordon Chambers for being on the program, and a veteran who had a lot of information, a wealth of information.
Yeah.
I hope you listened, and I hope you took notes, and you were very, very attentive to what he had to say, because he definitely gave some valuable jewels while he was on the program. But let's get to a tune of his. This is from his new album called Sincere. This one is called I Can't Love You If You Don't Love You. True words right there.
All righty.
Have a good day, Gordon.
God bless.
All right.
Necklaces and bracelets, and I could fly you to far away exotic places. I'll do whatever I have to do to keep the smile right on your face. But when I'm not around, remember when you're staring through the mirror, mirror, that baby, I can't love you if you don't love you. I can't cry. Can't heal your wounds. I could wipe away your tears, hold you right here, find your pretty thing. But the truth is that I can't love you if you don't love you. Oh, so beautiful, girl, you're a keeper. But I can tell your story, it runs deeper.
If you don't love yourself. Everything is relative.
Yes, yes, indeed. That was a stay from Yuna right here on Indie Review. The number is 646-478-5123. Email us indiereviewcd@gmail.com.
C. Yes. Did you break our Twitter account?
Well, I don't know if I personally did it, but we might have got popular in too short of a period of time.
Okay, so for everybody that heard us say we had a Twitter account, psych.
I think what happened there was too many tweets in like a short period of time. So,
really?
Well, that's my theory. I don't know if it's true or not.
Okay, well, we'll have to do a full investigation and let people know how they can follow us again.
Yes, but I mean, you know, you could definitely get at us, you know, through the normal means. The Facebook indie review for you.blogspot.com, and if you follow us through all of those means and email us indie review cd@gmail.com, then you'll be up to speed and up to date as far as what's going on with Twitter account and, you know, what's happening, when it's coming back, you know, is there a new fun, all that kind of jazz, you know, all that kind of stuff. So definitely do that there.
Right.
Welcome, our guest, 1627 in the chat room, of course.
Mm-hmm. I just spoke to Ty Meek. He's giving me some lame excuse about waking up late, and he's signing into the chat room right now.
We'll see.
Yes.
And he's supposed to be doing some things, you know, off behind the scenes with.
He is guest 1627. He's so late.
Yeah. With something called.
I'm sorry, guest 1627 is a.k.a. Sun Toucher.
Okay, yeah, he's supposed to be providing us with some daisies. He knows exactly what I mean when I say it.
You
got
to stay on him.
Yeah, he knows what I mean when I say that. So definitely we'll get to him and talking about some more of that kind of stuff. But hope all is well in your part of town, wherever you are checking us out from. It's a great, great day today. The sun's out. Bright, sunny. It's summertime, so, you know, summertime is when you're supposed to get out there, enjoy the outdoors, the weather, you know, move about, because, you know, a lot of people have been trapped inside, you know, like all winter, and some people in the springtime, too, like they just, you know, can't get caught on the inside, but you got to get out there, enjoy life.
Got to get out and get in the sun and get your vitamin D.
Exactly. Well, I'm going to come back with the Indie 100 of the week. Our artist for that. But before we do that, I want to do a joint from Mr. Nat Burns. It's called Dance With You. So
Mr.
everybody put me right now. This is Dance With You, Nat Burns.
That's my jam, you know. That's my jam.
Yes, that's one of your many theme songs.
Yes, it is. Because that song was written for me.
You're going to have to put together like a ratio list of theme songs or something like that.
Even though it was written 7 years ago, right? That was for me. I'm just joking.
All your theme songs.
I claim all the good ones.
You're going to have to put that up on the blog.
A Rachelle playlist? I will absolutely do that.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, when you play, I'm going to dance in the studio.
Okay, yeah. And speaking of playlists, you can get our playlist on the blog as well, indiereviewforyou.blogspot.com. It's up there. About a day or so after our show. So you can check out last week's playlist. That's up there. And, you know, this week's playlist will be available within a day. So definitely check that out on the blog.
We'll have some of those songs on our Indie Review CD. Before you play that, though, we want to give a big shout-out to Tiffany, Tymee's daughter.
Oh,
who's
yeah.
Who's an absolute sweetheart, who's tuning into the show, even though her dad is hungover.
Wow.
She's a good girl.
What an example. Where are you going, guys?
Hey, Tiff.
All right, y'all. We'll be back with some more. It's Indie Review. Dance with me right now, Nate Burns.
Wanna pull you to the side, conversate for a minute. I'm asking about your future, cause you're trying to get up in it. I've been peeping on the low, and I can tell you authentic. Treat your heart like a prize. I'm a terrorist, once I win a slim waist, pretty face, got style and taste. Stand apart from the crowd, but you move with grace. I got time, I don't move in haste. I can wait for you, and when you're ready, I'll be standing at the gate for you. Try and keep it straight for you, stay on my grind with it. No matter what you want to do, just know that I'm with it. We could be tighter than two breaths through one nostril. Say you needed a real man, well, I got you. Every day, all day, with no time off. Just trying to love you, don't confuse it like I'm soft. Cause I'm a boss of bosses, quick to cut my losses. Let me know mine, I won't force it. But it's something about the soul as a whole drawing me closer. And it's so intoxicating, I don't wanna be sober. But I am gonna need that number soon as it's over. So listen, right now I know it's only just a dance. But if you give me half a chance, I can show you romance. To tell the truth, I was open from the very first glance. That's why I searched the whole club just to ask for your hand. My name Nat, not Roger, still I wanna be your man. 50 grand a whole nine, but I ain't standing in line. Pardon me, but I'm speaking my mind, letting you know. If this commitment that you want, I give you all of that and more. Keep you laced up from head to toe. And no on trick, it's your boy ain't tight with his dough. But as you see, I'm real tight with the flow. So if you're with it, put down your drink, grab your bag, let's go. I ain't trying to read your mind, just want to know, am I wasting my time? Cause if you ain't with it, no hard feelings, everything will be fine. But if y'all, let's let our hearts divide. See, we can shine like the sun, you the moon, race the star, here we are. Happily ever, that's no matter the weather. Let's go ahead, put your thing together, can start slow. Give it plenty of light, keep it wet and watch it grow. I know you like to keep your biz on the low.
Second that.
You an independent woman, no way am I sweating that. All I'm saying, mine's, I got your back, like no front. From here to eternity, whatever you want. Take your time, but I'm just asking once. Holla at me if you choose yes. No, I'll be making you hella happy. Have me going all out for a chance with you. I wish I said this out loud in this dance with you.
Something about Mozart. The goal of an artist is to create the definitive work that cannot be surpassed.
That's right.
See, that's
the
favorite part of the song for you, a Renaissance man.
You know it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. Well, we're running out of time, so let me get into the Indy 100 Artists of the Week right now on the program.
Yep.
And for those who are unaware, the Indy 100 stages into a tailspin while maneuvering high-frequency equipment. And this week, Our Indie 100 Artist of the Week comes none other than from Miss Sue Charles. That's right, Miss Sue Charles, who has the energy and the power to equip a small city. She's a songwriter in addition to being a singer, and she gives new meaning to the life's complex twists and turns. And she does all of this with her melodies that soar and that weaves throughout the universe with her clear, soulful voice that she does, you know, just really providing spirits and energy to all the audience that she touches. And, you know, big ups to her. And she's doing her thing. She was on American Idol, from what I was told. I don't watch this show, so I don't know that. But, you know, people say she was on American Idol, and, you know, that's where they know her from. But she was told at one point in her life to, you know, get a degree and get a job, and she turned a deaf ear to that and is doing what she truly loves to do, and that's sing. And she's on her musical journey right now, doing it in full swing. So definitely big up to Miss Sue Charles. And if you want to find out more about her, you can go to IamSuch.com to get more information on her. And we're going to do a track called Rob from her Stretch Marks album. And this joint, Rob, is based on what a woman is thinking and feeling after a one-night stand with a man who she fell for and who told her she was the one. So this is what this whole song is about. And this is our Indie 100 Artist of the Week, Miss Sue Charles. This one is called Rob, right here on Indie Review.
You left in the middle of the night. You told me you wanted to be my man, but to you this was just a one-night stand. How could I be so blind as not to see straight through your lies? I guess I should get up and move on, but this just feels so wrong. 'Cause I was feeling
but all you had in mind was, do you see, take a blind to rob me blind?
Right there, Miss Sushal. That's called Robbed right here on Indie Review, our Indie 100 Artist of the Week.
Indie 100 Artist of the Week.
Really?
Really? See, what was that?
That was in the song.
Oh, wow. Okay,
that
well, I think Tymeek missed the baby dinosaur noises that he always enjoys so much.
They're not, here's the sound, they're not baby dinosaurs.
There you go. Just for him. He was asking
yeah.
who the artist was. Yeah.
Mr. Charles.
Yeah.
So it's come to that time where, you know, we got to get a daily slice. We need some cake.
We need some cake, son. We went to Cami Cake yesterday, by the way.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we did the Cami Cake thing. Not quite Tony's Minis, but nonetheless, lots of cupcake and lots of icing.
Too much icing.
So our indie, our daily slice, today comes from a quote by Muhammad Ali and was sent in by one of our favorite artists, Nat Burns. And the quote says, "A man who views the world the same at 50 as he did at 20 has wasted 30 years in his life." And that's a Muhammad Ali quote.
Wow.
You need to enjoy the journey.
Absolutely.
The journey. Recognize it for what it is, evolution. We're not paying all these people. Yeah. What are your parting words, Steve? Because I know they're going to be profound.
Well, I'm going to use some parting words that I have before, and that is, as we keep with the cake theme, don't look for crumbs. Get the ingredients to make the cake.
And there you have it.
Pretty the point.
So we have cake all the time, just cake all the time, cake every day.
Absolutely, definitely.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for joining us, as always. We know you could be doing anything else, but you decide to hang out with us, so we appreciate you. Make sure you check us next week, same place, same time. And don't forget to check out the blog at www.indiereview4u.blogspot.com. Even for those that think the blog is whack, they need to follow it anyway.
Is that right?
We're not going to mention no names, but yeah, follow the blog. And make sure you check it out in a couple of days so you can see our playlist. Get familiar with those songs because you're going to hear them again.
Oh, absolutely, definitely. So have a great weekend, a great week, and we'll be joining you back here once again in another week. So stay safe out there, whatever it is that you're doing, and make sure you continue to support. We're going to leave you with the Damn Sister remix. Gerard Anthony, Darian, Eric Robeson, John Bibbs, Wild Man, the whole crew on this one. It
there
is.
You go.
Peace, y'all. For next.
Hey, Jai, you know I know what you're talking about, man. Something about the situation, stay tight for later. See, I know the type of girl you're talking about. She never sweats, but she still work it out. Lord knows that she can feel it some Jesus. And when she moves, she's blessing the seams, yeah. It's like I already know her.
Girl that made me lose my composure.
I thought she might have been an illusion, but when I saw two, I realized it was her.
Damn sister.
The girl that I'd been talking to had a
damn sister.
Say I could be a
damn sister,
but tell me, is she good like you or the bad sister? I mean,
damn sister.
I wonder what we should do now.
Damn,
we could be a
damn sister.
Never be your bride. That's
when sure tastes good to me. Will I be your lover? That's a friend but a sex machine.
I'll
be you in every way. Mind, heart, and soul.
Let me
be
old curvy. Baby doll, I want you to introduce yourself to me. We can just have a little bit of fun. Maybe later on you'll be Mrs. Robeson. You got me saying, damn sister, the way you look good to me.
Damn sister,
pretty please.
Damn sister,
won't you come to my place and be.
Like they mean it in the Bible. About the patterns that I've seen in all my travels. You and me together make one from two. And there ain't no other girl that looks